Late next month, the fall 2015 season of cultural programs at the University of Wyoming will get underway with a September 29th performance of Hoon Hurtu Tuvan Throat Singers. It's an extremely diverse schedule that wraps up in April. University of Wyoming Director of Cultural Programs and Director of Fine Arts Outreach Janelle Fletcher says they're doing some new things.
The exciting thing about this year is for the first time ever, we're introducing a sort of world music in Hoon Hurtu, which are Tuvan Throat Singers. As well as family programming with the Okidoki Brothers. Those are two different genres that have never been a part of the culture programs series before. So it's very exciting for families and those who enjoy world music to now have a home, a place within our series to come and experience world-class performances of those genres.
I want to hear about this first act because we have somebody who sings his own three-part harmony.
We do. If you were to ask me how that is possible, I cannot answer the question, but it's really fascinating. It's incredibly unique. A funny little anecdote about this group, they've played up in Metiti before, and because they come from a sort of cowboy region in Mongolia, they relate quite well to those individuals living up in Metiti, and they have sold out gymnasiums up in northwest Wyoming. So we hope everyone down here in the southeast finds them just as exciting.
So they're this is a big time group though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They've traveled all over the place.
All over the world.
Now that'll kick things off on the 29th, and then the October 10th concert equally as exciting. You've got the SF Jazz Collective or San Francisco Jazz Collective, the music of Michael Jackson.
Yeah. So this is a really interesting group. It is a group of jazz musicians that come from a very large pool of extremely well-known jazz musicians, and they assemble in groups of 8 to 10 every year, and they do a touring period, and each year in their particular assembly, they decide what sort of retrospective they're going to do. For example, the first year they ever tried this project, they did the music of Stevie Wonder. And so this is our first opportunity to have them in Laramie because they are coming out this direction. And it just so happens that they're doing a retrospective of Michael Jackson music. So it'll be really, really fun to see some of the best musicians in the world tackle Michael Jackson music as a jazz musician would.
Tell me about this group on the 20th who's coming in, the quartet.
The Ataka Quartet. They are a traditional string quartet. They're quite a young quartet, so it's very exciting to have them on our campus here. They have some residencies that they have been in on the East Coast, and the reviews are all coming out as indicating their playing is incredibly stunning. So we're very, very excited to introduce a young string quartet.
Then on November 5th, you've got the Voice Play a cappella. Tell me about this group.
These guys are fun. And if you have some time, I highly recommend going to YouTube and looking them up. They do these top 10 mashups. For example, they have a mashup of top 10 songs of 2014. They did some singing on the Sing-Off, and they often do some singing with other people that you've probably seen on TV or you've heard in different places. And they get together and they do a lot of YouTube things. That's a very big medium for them in getting their name out. So they'll come to campus, and we've been told that their show is extremely fun and original, and they are partners. This show is a partner for us with Friday Night Fever.
Now, they're the first of two a cappella groups that you've got on the schedule. You've got this one, and you got another one in March. Five a cappella groups in 3 years. Why so many?
That's a great question. A cappella is actually the quickest growing thing on college campuses nationwide, both to listen to and participate in. So it's extremely popular. As I'm sure you know, there is a show called The Sing-Off now where a cappella groups go and compete for a recording contract. Pentatonix came out of that show, which everybody knows the name Pentatonix anymore. So a cappella is extremely popular, and it is one way for us to engage college audiences. Families are also quite crazy about a cappella as well. So we do make sure we include quite a bit of it because it is so popular.
Yeah, you know, talking about the audience a little bit, I know that there would be some who would think that cultural programs sometimes skews towards an older audience. What efforts are being made to try maybe bring some younger folks in?
Well, the Okidoki Brothers is certainly a leap in that direction with some family programming this year. And a cappella, of course, is a leap in that direction. Another thing that we like to do is, wherever possible, include master classes and residencies so that they're working with not just music and theater and dance students on campus, but anytime we can send them into a theater group, into a English classroom or anything unique that we can do like that to engage college students, high school students, junior high students, we certainly like to do. But it is true that audiences for this sort of music are aging. And so we are making every effort and using all of our creative thinking skills to engage younger crowds.
Do you want to finish off the season? You have November 20th, you have Christina and Michelle Naughton on piano?
Yes. So we've never done duo piano before in the classical realm. We have done jazz duo piano before. Christina and Michelle are actually twins. So this will be very fun. They will come to campus and they will play the Mozart double piano concerto with the symphony orchestra. And then they will stay for a couple of days and perform on Friday night, the 20th of November, in a duo piano recital on campus. And they will be really wonderful. If you've never had the opportunity to see a duo piano recital, you should come. It's extremely exciting. They'll play on four hands on one piano, and they'll also play two hands on two pianos.
We will come back and talk about the spring schedule, but are there a couple of highlights we should definitely mention before we let you go?
For the spring schedule, certainly. I would recommend not missing Avi Avital. He's doing a program called Between Two Worlds, and it's very exciting. He'll be traveling with an accordion player and a percussionist, which is really, really fun. Complexions Contemporary Ballet is absolutely stunning. So if you like dance, we recommend you not miss them as well. And, of course, State Parks has partnered with us for the Okie Dokie Brothers, and we're expecting a really, really enjoyable, fun family show. So I'd highly recommend getting tickets for that.
This was probably quick for a lot of people. If they want to go on your website, I imagine there's a rundown of all these folks.
Absolutely. As well as our brochure will be coming out soon. And we'll happily mail those to you if you're not on our list. And tickets, everything that you need is available on the website.
Now, can you tell us how people would get ticket information if they're interested in buying season tickets or anything like
Certainly.
That?
Certainly. The easiest way to go about that is to call the Fine Arts box office, which is 307-766-6666 or on the web at uio.edu/fineArts.
Okay, Janelle Fletcher, a pleasure. Thank you so much, and we wish you well with this season.
Thanks, Bob.